section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Daniel Bryan news, TLC is this Sunday, and we discuss the state of Raw. All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
To another episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So Daniel Bryan says his WWE career is over. Do you think this is a play on WWE career is over? What are your thoughts?
He said that he thinks his WWE career is over and he has to find a new line of work. Now, that could mean a couple of different things. Obviously, the first thing is people were only looking at the first quote, which they were like, oh, he's going to go back to Ring of Honor. No, that's not necessarily the case. He was saying he has to find a new career, but it also could mean that maybe his entertainment career is over for WWE and he may want to be a real wrestler somewhere else. Personally, I think that this is more just a way to get Daniel Bryan's name out there a little bit more, and he is going to be coming back. I don't think he's wrestled his last match for WWE. I think that he has some other matches there, and now would be a great time to have him come back because they need that star power. But I almost think that they're holding him out because they have to have Roman Reigns get a little bit of star power. You know, he's not getting quite the reaction I think a lot of people were expecting, and people are still doing the yes chants. People are still thinking about Daniel Bryan, and I think WWE wants to move away from that.
Yeah, and I see what your point is on that, but I it wouldn't surprise me if he just says, hey, I want to have one more match. I want to go out on my terms. It wouldn't surprise me if he just does one more match at Ring of Honor, or even let's say he does one more at WrestleMania. You never know. And I think that's the big key is, could he? He might. Mm-hmm. You never know. But it's just sad to see that Daniel Bryan's his career is over with. And I believe that WWE missed the boat big time with this. I think that
I don't think it's over with, though. I don't think it's over with. I don't think we've seen the last of Daniel Bryan in WWE wrestling.
I hope not. I would like to see him. If he's going to go out, I think he should go out on his own terms. And if he feels that he has one more match left in him, that's great. Let him practice. Let him go to the performance center and train just to get knock out the ring rust and have him come back at, you know, even WrestleMania or even Royal Rumble. But I believe that we'll see him one more time. I think the biggest, let's just talk WWE news this week or programming this week. We have TLC is this Sunday. And do you think this pay-per-view will be decent, or do you think it's going to be a waste of our time?
I have low expectations for it, which means that it could be pretty decent. You know, like if you go into a movie expecting an F and you get a D minus, you know, it's not that bad then, right? I think Survivor Series, I had way too high of expectations. You know, I was really expecting something big to happen, and I don't think Sheamus cashing in was something big. So but Andy, you know, there's quite a few matches on the card. Let's talk some of the bigger ones, some of the more important ones. We have the New Day taking on Lucha Dragons and the Usos for the WWE tag team titles, and it's in a ladder match. First things first, how did you like the build up to this match?
I think the build up has been pretty decent. I don't understand why the Lucha Dragons were thrown into there. Just because they're there basically, they're Shelton Benjamin. They're like, we want you to do a couple big spots, and that's about it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's going to happen here. And you know, this to me, it says that the New Day is going to retain. There's no other way to explain it besides that. The New Day will retain. It's going to be weird, and it wouldn't surprise me if like the Usos grab the titles but then drop them. You know, they did that once before with Dean Ambrose, if you remember that. Mm-hmm. And that would not surprise me if they did something like this here. But, you know, you never know.
Yeah, actually, I completely agree with you on everything you just said. So let's move on to Jack Swagger and Alberto Del Rio. This is a chairs match, which means that chairs are legal. The buildup of this, I've actually kind of enjoyed. I am not a huge Jack Swagger fan. I like him as that lower mid-card face right now. And he can be a face or a heel. He's not very good on the mic, but he does have something about him that I like, and I don't know what it is, because I wouldn't build a wrestling company around him. I don't think he should be on TV all the time or anything like that, and I think he's great on just Superstars. But there's something about him with Del Rio and Zeb that just works. And I don't know what it is, but I've actually enjoyed the buildup to this. You know, it's been okay. Hasn't been like the most fantastic thing ever. It's not like this is the must see, but it's been, this is very, very passable. In this match, I expect that Del Rio is going to retain. He is going to win. But we are going to see something here with Zeb, since, you know, there was some friction there with Zeb and Del Rio on Monday night. So I expect there's going to be, you know, maybe a little tomfoolery here.
And that's why I think Jack Swagger is going to win, because I think somehow he's going to cost Del Rio the title. Because then you could say that Swagger is the United States champion. He's all about America. And then they can scrap the whole Mex-America storyline,
yeah,
which I think was a mistake. And I like what they're doing with Del Rio now. Does he need a title? Not really. But I guess the other way to look at it is, if John Cena is coming back, wouldn't you want him to win the U.S. title over Del Rio? You know, yeah, I guess that's the other way to look at it.
That's why I think, or even though it's a chairs match, there's going to be something stupid where Swagger gets DQ'd or something for using a table or something.
Yeah,
it's WWE, dude. You know that they would do something like that.
That, yeah, exactly. The next one is going to be, it's Kevin Owens versus Dean Ambrose for the IC title. Did they say what they're going to do in this match?
From everything I've read so far, it's just a standard match, which is, I'm okay with. I don't think everything has to be a specialized match. And I think this might be a nice break, to be quite honest.
I almost wish they would do something where they had not an Iron Man match, but something where some type of gimmick. It doesn't have to deal with tables, ladders, or chairs, but some type of gimmick match. You know, I will say Owens has had, he's had a lot of ladder matches, even in his indie days. You know, they could have done something like that, and Dean Ambrose could do something. You know,
yeah, they already have good. Two other ladder matches.
But that's the other problem, though, is you have to look at that from that standpoint, is, what are they going to do here? But I believe that it wouldn't surprise me if this one steals the show. This is the one match I was like, you know what, this might be a huge match, like something really, really good. So I hope that this steals the show. I really do.
You're putting money on it. Who do you got winning?
Kevin Owens will retain. I don't think Dean Ambrose will win the title.
It wouldn't surprise me if Ambrose won, but my money would be on Kevin Owens. I think that this is not the time to take the title off of him yet. I would almost wait until Royal Rumble to take the title off of him. I think that might be a better time. And then have somebody new going into WrestleMania, have it be a face going against a heel and have him retain at WrestleMania. I don't know who that would be. I think Ambrose might not be a bad idea, though. Eddie, and then we have something that has piqued my interest. This is one that I am looking forward to, which is the Dudleys versus the Wyatts in a tables elimination match. So the interesting thing here is it's 4-4. So this past Monday on Raw, we were getting teases that they were going to get extreme. We didn't know who they were going to bring back. Bubba Ray had teased the Sandman, which I was a little like, oh no. Well, please not him. But instead it was Rhino, which is a nice surprise. So we have Bubba Ray, D-Von, Tommy Dreamer, and Rhino against the Wyatts. 8-man tag team elimination tables match. Who do you got in this one?
I'm going to say the Wyatts get it. And I believe it's because the reason why the Dudleys came back is because I think they're going to basically put over some guys. And the other thing about the tables elimination, is it going to be where if let's say Tommy Dreamer gets eliminated, is he gone and then it's just 3-on-4, or is it that he's still?
Yes.
OK, so that's other. OK, well, that changes things up a little bit. I believe, you know, what really made me mad is that, like, for Raw, the opening match, they teased Reigns and Rhino.
Yeah.
You know, in a way, I was like, I would love to see them each trade a spear and a gore, mm-hmm. You know, and I was a little upset about that. But on here, I would like to see Bubba's got something planned, dude. I believe that Bubba has something planned for this match that everyone's going to be like, oh, you know, the gasping of the air. But this one will not steal the show. I think it'll probably be the second best match, though. But this will be good, though. I mean, we get to see Tommy Dreamer. And the other thing is Tommy Dreamer's back for a while. I mean, he's going to be hitting house shows, which is interesting because, again, we just talked about how he's back, but Daniel Bryan's not. That just bothers me.
You know, the thing is, I like it when they do this. And I really think it's a terrible idea. idea that WWE doesn't do more of this. You know, you have the Chris Jericho tour, which happens, and he only does house shows, which is, you know, I mean, that's fine. But I like the idea of them bringing these nostalgia acts back, you know, or bringing back people who might be wrestling on the indies or doing their own thing, you know, like Tommy Dreamer is doing. Tommy Dreamer has been on TNA and WWE in the same week, and Raw and Impact, not just NXT, but Raw and Impact, which is really crazy to think about. But that's okay, because guess what? More people watch Raw, and if anything else, you get to see Tommy Dreamer, you know, somebody that you probably, you know, some people might remember. And you could do that with Jeff Hardy, even if he becomes a free agent. You know, you can do that with a lot of different people. And I hope WWE continues that. So kudos to them for that. I think that the Dudley Boys win here. I think this is a way that you don't have them completely fall from grace, and that you have them get a big win over the Wyatts. And if I was putting money down, I would put on the Wyatts, but my heart is telling me that the Dudleys are going to win.
All right. Then the main event, as we know, it's going to be Roman Reigns versus Sheamus in a TLC match. Tomfoolery here.
Yeah, with the League of Nations and the family coming out to help. How did you like the build up to this match?
The build up has been subpar. I thought the end of Raw was horrible. I downloaded my copy this week, and I think that segment went 17 minutes, if I'm correct, and that was 17 minutes too long. If it was 5 minutes, I think it might have been too long as well. I mean, it was a bad segment. Let's just leave it at that. The segment itself was horrible. I think they missed the boat on this part of it. Gosh, I'm just frustrated about this, because you can't end Raw like this and then you have lower ratings, and you can't say it's just because it's John Cena, because what if John Cena was to come back? You know, I'm going off of my tangent, but realistically, this match, I could care less about. This might be the one where it's like, you know what? Stone Cold's podcast is going to be up in about 10 minutes. I think now it's the time to have the bathroom break and maybe go get some food at that time, depending on what time zone you're in. But yeah, I just don't care about this match. What are your thoughts?
I also have not been a fan of the buildup, and I think it's because they had 3 weeks between Survivor Series and TLC. What they decided to do is they decided to put as much as possible into those 9-hour Raw, that they had 9 different segments about Sheamus versus Roman Reigns, and they really tried to make you care as much. And I get it. You know, Roman Reigns getting the title ripped from him would make him a sympathetic character. But the problem is, I think that a lot of people don't find him sympathetic because he is the person that WWE is expecting him to be. They're expecting everyone to clamor for him, you know, to be that pathetic guy who's going to be able to overcome everything. And that's not really what we want. You know, if anything else right now, Sheamus being in the role he's in is basically just Seth Rollins, you know, being with the Authority. So I have not been a big fan of the buildup. I believe that Sheamus retains here, but I will not be Roman Reigns takes him on at Royal Rumble and then gets his air and is the WWE champion going into WrestleMania.
Really?
It wouldn't surprise me, but there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen between now and then. John Cena's going to be back. I don't know what feud he's going to be in. The Undertaker is going to have an appearance at some point in time for the WrestleMania season. We have Brock Lesnar, who's going to be doing a lot of different appearances. So there's a lot of stuff going on here, and a lot of different things can happen. But as far as this match goes, not a fan of the buildup. Sheamus retains. Reigns takes him on at Royal Rumble.
All right. So let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster? Or are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click stripped installs with a phrase ability, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try free demo sale easiest. And if you use a special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off the Mark page and click on the banner at the top. Stay big on items from WWEShop.com. So let's talk the state of Raw. Right now, I think Raw is... it's there. I believe that the TV show itself is starting to stink, and I think people are just now turning it off because of that. What are your thoughts so far?
So Raw has gotten some of the worst ratings over the course of the past 3 weeks, really. And I you know, we had talked about this a little bit last week, and I just felt that we really needed to kind of dive deeper into it now. Raw has been getting a terrible share. And realistically, with any type of company, you want to constantly see growth. And if the growth that you are seeing is downward, then that's a problem. That's an issue. And WWE right now is, I think, entering a period where they are going to go one of two ways, which is either they are going to continue the pushing Reigns because they believe that he is going to be the next big thing, or they're going to go another way and they're going to start pushing more legitimate wrestlers that the fans actually want to see. And I'm talking people like a Dean Ambrose, a Cesaro, a Daniel Bryan, even to an extent Kevin Owens. And while, yes, these are internet darlings, these are, you know, what the IWC likes, these are people that get reactions. And I think that's the important thing. And it's not negative reactions for the sake of being negative. You know, these are like Kevin Owens gets boos because people are mad at that nefarious bad guy. Not they get Sheamus gets reactions because they decide to pierce his nose and put these stupid braids in there and give him a mohawk because he looks like an idiot. So that way people will chant, "You look stupid." So that way he can get a response because he wasn't getting responses otherwise. You know, he just wasn't. And I think that WWE is at a fork in the road. And I compare this to the early to mid 90s where Hulk Hogan had left. So you had kind of this vacuum there. You know, you had Hogan, you had Warrior, you had Savage, you had the main staples of the 80s gone. And left were Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, Lex Luger, Yokozuna, you know, and a few other random people there. And that was an issue for WWE. They didn't have the star power. I actually stopped watching wrestling during that time. I believe you did too, because there was no one there and that you were like, oh, like, I don't care about any of these people. And people will stop watching wrestling. And I think the ratings actually reflect that.
And a funny story, you are right about I stopped watching all wrestling, actually. In fact, the only reason I got back into it is because of it was a December pay-per-view.
Starrcade 97.
Thank you. Starrcade 97. And you guys were like, no, you got to pay if you want to watch. So I'm like, I'm not going to watch this crap. And then what happens 3 months later? I'm back in wrestling. So
it was good storytelling, though. It was also like you had Sting, who everyone knew who Sting was. Everybody on the planet knew who Hulk Hogan was. And the storytelling was there. They had the star power. And that's the problem, I think, with WWE right now. Obviously, John Cena's going to be back and then things will be okay. Brock Lesnar's going to do his appearances. Things will be okay. But when they're not there, if something happens like with what's happened right now, you're going to have, because Cena's not coming back till the end of December, early January. So you're going to have a full month of terrible ratings. We're going to have, you know, I believe, what was it? It was 2.9, 2.8, something like that. We're going to have consistent 2.8s basically until John Cena returns. And the only reason people are going to tune in is because they know John Cena is going to be there. He'll be advertised for the show. It's not going to be a big surprise. But right now, people don't want to watch. And I hate being that guy. I hate being this negative about it.
What if it turns out that he comes back and the ratings don't increase? They just stay where they're at.
I would be surprised if that was the case. I think that Cena does add more eyeballs to the TV. But if the ratings don't change that much, then there has to be something else in order to make people tune in. And it has to be something to make people feel like, I can't miss this. And right now, we don't have that. We don't have a strong antagonist or a strong protagonist. You know, the good guy's really only as good as the bad guy and vice versa. Sheamus is not a very good bad guy. He isn't. And they had to put him with the League of Nations to try to get these people over. Because, look, I love King Barrett. I've always thought that Wade Barrett is a guy that they severely underused. But you know what? You put him in as basically the Vincent of the League of Nations. I mean, that's basically what he is.
Okay.
And then you have Rusev, who is in a kind of weird feud with Ryback because of, you know, his personal life that's going on. And Del Rio is probably the more interesting one there. Honestly, like, he's probably the more interesting one there. And Reigns does not have, Reigns has the personality of a paper bag. He really does. There's nothing about him that is interesting. He referred to Sheamus as a tater tot on Raw this past week. I saw some people saying, oh, that's racist, you know, Irish and potatoes. Grow a set. Like, you know, that's not racist, all right? He's not saying anything that's you know, severely against him as a person. So, you know, whatever, it's storytelling. I believe that they don't have the star power there right now, and they have not built stars for years.
And I believe that's the problem with Raw is they should have been building people. I mean, we've been saying for I don't know how many episodes that they need to have an extra star or two, and they haven't been pushing him. And then some people who were getting over, remember at one point Zack Ryder was over, and then it's like, we're not going to make him over anymore. We're just going to put him here. Dolph Ziggler was way over, and then they're like, you know, because he might get more popular than John Cena, so we need to dumb him down. John Cena's gone, then you lose Randy Orton, and then you're like, oh, crap, we don't really have any stars. So we're going to put Roman Reigns in that spot. No one cares. The ratings have proven that no one cares about Roman Reigns and Sheamus. No one cares. You had at one point, you could have built certain guys to be huge. Now, I have more enjoyment watching NXT. I mean, I have for a while because it was something different. But now, realistically, NXT, I'm fine with it. I would rather watch NXT over anything right now. Anything that WWE is putting out. Because Raw, it was so hard to watch. I fell asleep during Raw. After the New Day segment, I fell asleep.
I have a question for you. But even that, I want to touch on the New Day. I like the New Day a lot. But the segment they had in the ring, I thought was very bad for them. I thought that it actually hurt them. I get that they sell merchandise and it, you know, some of the stuff they do is absolutely hilarious. But don't jump the shark with them. Please don't jump the shark with them. These are people who are doing very well. Don't overstay the welcome. But Andy, I have to ask you then, based on the current state of Raw, obviously we are kind of, we're less than enthused. We are kind of second guessing buying WrestleMania tickets right now, aren't we? But what would you do to make Raw better? Would you have brands?
It's going to take time. That's the thing. It's going to take time. And I believe that this is a learning point right now for WWE, because they had, like I said before, you had two great stars that they were pushing, and then they're like, you know, they might get more over than John Cena. And John Cena was pushing for these guys to get over. Let's bring Zack Ryder. Let's do something with Dolph. Let's bring him out there and push and push. And then it's like, okay, like it was like 2 or 3 weeks in a row, they kind of dumbed them down. And it's like, what the heck? And I said, you know, I said the same thing about Big E. Big E had so much momentum going in. And then it's almost like, we don't want him to be bigger than John Cena, so we're going to dumb him down. And no, because Big E, I believe Big E would have been not a main eventer, but a high upper mid card, because I think he has it. I think Big E has something, and nothing against Xavier Woods, because he's a talker, not really good wrestler. Kofi is just all around good, but there's like, we don't know what to do with them. And then Big E, I think, is the star. He's not the star of the group, but if you had to choose which one's Jannetty, which one's Michaels, I would still say that Big E is the Michaels.
My question, let's get back to the root. What would you do to save Raw? Like, what would help out? Like, your first move, your chairman of WWE, very first move.
Put Roman Reigns down to mid card.
Your first move. Okay. So who is going after the title?
I would not have him. I would actually take someone, mid-card guys or lower mid-card guys and put them in situations where they could be, where people could want them on the main event. You know, I look at the 1 year, Daniel Bryan, people want Daniel Bryan to be the number 30 at Royal Rumble, and Rey Mysterio comes out and everyone boos him. Mm-hmm. Not boos Rey, but boos the fact that it was Daniel Bryan. You need to have something like that. They're trying it with Roman Reigns, but it's failing. And at what point do you throw the white towel? You know, at what point you're like, it's over with. Where, you know, people don't want him right now. You have to find out what it is, because you can't just keep bringing Brock Lesnar in to save the day, because this would not surprise me if he shows up on the pay-per-view and somehow costs Roman Reigns the title. That would not surprise me at this point, because they need something, because that pay-per-view is going to suck. And if you paid, as JBL said, $54.99 for it, you would feel ripped off.
Well, I think that $9.99 actually might be overpaying for this pay-per-view, to be honest. I get what you're saying. The very first thing I would do, 2 hours, plain and simple. That's the very first thing I would do. Cut it to 2 hours, because you know what? The last 9 hours of Raw, I really feel if you took out the best 6 hours, you would have an okay show. Because the Reigns Sheamus segments, because there were so many of them, I really feel hurt the feud there, because they gave away too much. You know, like, think of it this way, right? Game of Thrones, right? Really great show on TV. A lot of people love it. You know, that's a show you have to see Sunday night. You can't wait till Monday. You have to see it Sunday night, right? 10 episodes a year. That's it. The thing about the show is they have so many different characters that they tend not to focus on one person for too long. Instead, they will look at, you know, character A, and then they'll look at character B, and then they look at character C, and then D, and then they'll go back to A. You know, they don't focus on A though for too long. And that's the problem, I think, with Raw, is that they had way too much Reigns and Sheamus. They were overexposed and people were, they weren't clamoring for them. You know, Brock Lesnar is he is a must-see attraction, but when you don't see him on every show, you go, man, I can't wait to see Brock Lesnar again. Oh, he's going to be at this Raw. I have to watch that Raw then. And they don't do that with Sheamus and with Reigns. And that, I think, is one of the biggest issues here. So in my opinion, I think that WWE within the next year has to go back to 2 hours if they want to salvage the wrestling business. Because yes, I get the ratings part. I get the sponsors part. I understand how ads work and how much money they get for them. It is a lot. But if they don't go back to 2 hours, then you'll have even less and less eyeballs on the product.
You know, my thing, and I think I've said this before on the show, I believe that at some point you should have a couple NXT matches where someone from NXT is fighting to be on the main, basically beyond the Raw. And you give them two matches in a 30-minute segment, 8:15, 8:45. You can do that and have them run two NXT matches and see what the ratings are. Because if the ratings show that, hey, this is something different, you know, we're used to seeing the Raw. Why don't we see, you know, four guys or two guys, two girls that we've never seen except on the WWE Network? Why not we just have a couple matches? And if it turns out that those segments are higher, then you know that there's something there. Is it the people, or is it the that are in those matches, or is it because people want something different? I like here's a good example. I've said this multiple times. I think DY and Titus O'Neil had some of the best promos out there. All right, and I believed, and I still believe it to this moment, that they had momentum going, where they could be the tag champs. They could be not like how big New Day is, but they could be right under there. And then it's like, oh, they're getting a lot of people are liking them. We're going to dumb them down. And that's the thing. I think that they're like, no, we want these guys and we're going to put all our money into these guys. They should have put money into that tag team. And they basically were like, oh, we don't know what to do with them now. So here's what we're going to do. And I think another thing. So it's not just like, I'm not just picking on like Zack Ryder or Dolph Ziggler. I mean, there's a good example. I mean, earlier this year, I said that they're going to do something. And then what happens? Nothing.
And the thing is with Titus O'Neil, he's not a good wrestler. He is not a good wrestler at all. He might be the worst wrestler on that roster, save, you know, Eva Marie. But the thing is, Aaron Young together worked well. And those two are a tag team. They're always going to be a tag team. They are tag team wrestlers. They're not going to be singles competitors. And I think that you have to have good dance partners for other people. If they're faces and they're going against like the New Day, or if they're going to go against Lucha Dragons or the Usos or whomever, it doesn't matter. Let them do their promos. And the thing is with them, just have them on there. Have them wrestle only on SmackDowns. You know, have them be there so that way they can do something, so that we can stay fresh in people's minds. And I totally agree with you. And their segments they're doing with Stardust make no sense. It is not funny to me anyway. It's not entertaining. Stardust is a complete waste of time. They don't know what they're doing with Cody Rhodes. I truly believe Vince McMahon is stuck in a world of, we have to figure a way to entertain them. So we have to get the biggest and the best people. And when somebody like a CM Punk or Daniel Bryan come along and they do what they did, CM Punk's pipe bomb promo, which made the company a lot of money. I mean, that made the company hand over fist. And obviously Vince was happy about that. Why not allow something like that to happen? You know, why not allow a wrestler to go unscripted? Let Dolph Ziggler give a passionate promo like he did on YouTube or wherever it was, you know? Why not allow somebody like a Kevin Owens to give a passionate promo, a Sami Zayn, you know, somebody like that. So that way they can get over with the crowd. So that way the crowd can say, you know what? I like this guy. And guess what? That was unscripted. That was from the heart. That wasn't just a writer reading who they think that their character should be. Instead, it was them saying who I am. And I think that's what Raw really needs. I think that's what WWE really needs. And I think that's what the world of wrestling really needs.
You know what we really should do is I think that some of us should get together over a weekend and actually say, all right, this is how we're going to fix Raw. This is how we're going to fix WWE. And this is how things are going to be from this point on. And I think it'll be really interesting, especially if we get, you know, we'll get Roger in, we'll get Doug in, we'll get our friend Dave Pate, get Travis Peterson as well. Get these guys together and say, this is how we're going to fix wrestling. We would do this, this, and this. This is what we'd have on Raw, and then have guys who wouldn't be on Raw for 1 or 2 weeks, bring them back. And then, but if they're all of a sudden they're getting steam, we're like, well, we can't have them miss next week's Raw. We got to put them on just because of this, or have them on Superstars before Raw to see how the crowd reacts. And if they're really digging it, we got to put them on Raw and bump some other match, you know? Yeah. And I, you know, there's a science to this, but, you know, we're fans. We could say this is what we want to see, but then the person who spends, we'll say $100 a month on WWE merch, they may not want to see it. They may want to see the John Cena and you can't see me and the you know, Fruity Pebbles, which, by the way, my daughter loves eating now, which is ridiculous. Anyways, but that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AllTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.